B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Here. Roll call.
Here.
LBF.
I'm here.
I thought you'd be excited to be here, Brian, after a weekend with the, you know.
Let's get away from my children.
Yeah,
sorry, honey.
Oh, you say that. All right, we're here. It's 5:36. We'll talk next and decide which one of us is going to be giving up some of their toilet paper.
Oh,
who's got the most, okay?
I know where to get it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
Winter came back.
Yeah, I know.
Sunny at a high of 37 today. That's really odd, isn't it?
It's offensive.
It is. What's going on? Down to 32 tonight. And tomorrow, rain showers in the afternoon, high near 50. It's only 25 right now. Good to see some traffic on the road today. Coming in, there was more than there was Friday, and I was actually glad to see that. How was everybody's weekend?
It was interesting.
Yeah.
It was very interesting. It was just the three of us.
Get out of the house at all?
We went for a lot of walks in the neighborhood, and my parents live five doors down, so we visited them. Mm. We are very good at washing our hands, and Lucy has watched all the movies.
So you're done.
All of
them.
Did
she have the beefaroni?
She had the beefaroni.
Oh, she did.
But here's the thing. I made a discovery about beefaroni, and I feel like it's a very important discovery to pass on to people.
Yeah.
So there are three types of beefaroni. First, there's the microwavable kind, which I feel like is the lowest.
Okay.
All right? It's just like not that great.
Hierarchy of beefaronis.
Yes, that's right. There is a hierarchy.
That's saying something right
And there. Then there's the canned beefaroni, which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then
there's
the throwback recipe beefaroni that I found.
Okay.
And it is the beefaroni that we loved.
Oh.
It has more meat and cheese.
Uh-huh.
And it's delicious, and the
is
sauce is better.
Is beefaroni classic? I mean, what
is that one called?
It's called throwback recipe beefaroni.
Oh, that's what it's called.
That's what it's called.
Oh, wow.
And it comes in like an old fashioned can.
Really?
And I didn't get it like in my grandmother's basement. It was actually at the grocery store.
Is it in an actual tin can, not an aluminum can?
I don't know. But it is way better than the regular beefaroni. Yeah, so
jeez. Family's sitting down with beefaroni. That's
you
wonderful.
Know, beefaroni at a certain age is a walk-around food where you just put it in like a bowl and you're like, geez, this beefaroni is pretty good. And then you sit down in front of the TV and eat the rest of
That's
it.
That's funny.
Walk-around food.
You know, going to the grocery store this weekend, all the canned foods are just, they're gone.
Gone, yeah.
It's funny to see that people, like, you can buy any vegetable you want.
Well, that's,
they're fine.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to make a cabbage soup later today.
You are?
Yeah. That's a hearty soup.
Smell good.
Is that good when everybody's walking in the house? Is that a good idea?
Wow. Well, I mean, just from start to finish, it's not going to be great.
That's some outdoor chores to do.
Wow.
I'll take care of that. But nobody's buying fruits and vegetables.
We had weird
they
stuff.
They buy frozen fruits and vegetables.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they want
Nobody
make,
wants
make it last.
Stuff. Yeah.
We made weird stuff. We had like guacamole because all the avocados were going to go bad. All the things that were about to go bad, we were like, okay, let's eat this.
Yeah. Okay.
It's good.
All right. So, yeah, we'll just kind of talk about this morning because that's what obviously is on everybody's mind. Maybe we'll share some tips and ideas. Maybe listening today, you know where we can find, I don't know, toilet paper.
And throwback beefaroni.
Yeah, I saw some this weekend.
Did you, Brian?
Yep.
Oh, save that.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Tell no one.
Tell me first.
I'll tell you after Bob gets his.
Oh, yes.
Might have to make it at home.
Might have to. That's what I got to have, some corned beef.
Mm,
that's nice.
It is the season.
Well, my wife went to a ladies' St. Patrick's Day party Saturday. I was not invited. And they had corned beef and cabbage.
It was just for the lasses, hey, Bob?
It was a boiled dinner. Yeah.
Oh,
they all drank Corona, though. Isn't that cute?
Sort of.
Yeah. That's what I thought. All right.
Gallows humor.
You know what? We're all about the gallows humor here, too. Okay, we're also about giving away the cash. 80s Song of the Day continues. our life has to be somewhat as normal as we can make it while while we're here. So I don't mean that while we're here, you know, permanently. I mean, because
not the big picture while we're here.
No, we're here
sort of like while we're here on the show.
Yes.
Okay.
On the show.
Good. Thank you. Clarifying that.
Don't get too deep.
No, I've never been accused of that. Why start?
Right?
Okay. So the '80s song of the day. We know what you want. You want money. You need it to buy all that stuff that's not available. But anyway, the Outfield. Remember them from the 80s? Your Love. Remember the song Your Love?
Yeah. They play it at Gillette a lot.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know that then.
Zoe busts down the door every time we play it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Hey, side note, Zoe friended me on Facebook yesterday. He must be very bored.
Oh, the bromance is starting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
I accepted him as a
friend. Love in the time of coronavirus.
I don't want to be beat up by the lockers here by Scott. Anyway, so shut up, LB. Love in the time of corona. You know, he is the most popular guy on campus.
Right,
sure.
He sure is.
Okay, the Outfield, Your Love. Listen up, 8 o'clock hour, LBF. Okay?
Yep, I will.
Do your job.
Okay, thanks.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Hey, by the way, if you're working from home today and you have a smart speaker, Alexa, for instance, you can play WROR so easy. Just say, Alexa, open WROR. And there you have it.
Wow.
You can listen wherever, whenever. And I just want a quick note. The WROR.com site has incredible amount of information on the coronavirus. Everything from what's happening locally, right, with Governor Baker's press conference last night. Your schools being closed. All information right there at WROR.com.
And what to binge watch.
Yeah, exactly. We're doing
things
a lot of
like
that.
Yes.
Okay. Cool things brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Let O'Reilly Auto Parts install new blades on your vehicle while you wait. See better, drive better, and more safe with O'Reilly. LBF, what do you have?
As the toilet paper wars rage on, there is one winner.
There's one winner. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Spick and span.
Oh, I know you're excited about that. That's good. Okay, glad somebody's winning. Brian?
Some good news out of Italy and some of the way Italy's handling things over there.
It's just
kind of uplifting.
Heartwarming.
Nice.
Very good. Plus, if you have kids at home and you're trying to convince them to wash their hands, I've got a little trick here that a teacher came up with that'll convince your kids washing hands is a good thing. Okay?
Okay, that's good. That's a good tip. Okay, so apparently the great toilet paper shortage of 2020 has been a boom for one business. What business is that? The bidets. Yes.
Okay.
So according to Brondell, which is one company that makes bidets, their sales have increased by 300% during this crisis. In fact, they made $100,000 in one day this week through Amazon sales. And direct sales have spiked, and basically it's got, as they say, we've seen a large vocal community of passionate bidet advocates stepping up to promote the benefits and hygiene of washing with water. They have, these cool bidets that you can attach right to your toilet. You don't have to get a whole new toilet. And then you can attach it, and then you can buy ones that are just regular or ones that have warm water.
Okay,
called Tushies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have one.
You've got the Tushy?
Yeah, we have one. We bought it like a year ago. It was
like
this looks interesting.
No, I don't want to get too personal.
Please
here.
Don't. Okay, then we can stop the conversation right there.
No, you brought it up.
No, I'm only going to ask you, where's your Tushy?
Oh, it's in the upstairs.
Oh, it's your Tushy's upstairs.
Yeah.
Not for guests.
Yeah, so the guests can't come over and use your
Tushy. We don't want to encourage that kind of behavior. Bathrooms are closed.
You have the warm water Tushy.
No.
You have a cold water Tushy?
That'll wake you up.
Wow.
Listen, it was like, it was an experiment.
Okay.
I'm like, we'll see what this does.
How cold is it, though?
Pretty cold.
Okay.
It wakes you up. No, you don't eat coffee in my house. Woo!
There you go. Cold water on a hot Tushy.
Wow.
There you go. All right, Brian.
We're going to leave that right there. Okay.
Please do.
A lot of clips coming out of Italy from the neighborhoods and I have one from Sicily.
Yes.
That's just amazing. You know, they're all locked in right now. It's all, you know, quarantined and people going to their balconies and just singing. Here's a clip from Sicily.
Wow. They all come out. This guy with the, what's it called?
Accordion.
Accordion.
Yeah.
And then the woman with the tambourine comes out. It's like a Sesame Street thing. It's like, oh.
Like a flash mob.
It's so really sweet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they get into it.
They really go.
I love it.
You know, there's one old guy with a sweater like, shut up!
Yeah, the grandma.
What's all the noise?
There's Nona out there. Shut up, your mom!
There he is.
I'm trying to speak. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's good, Brian. We're not encouraging that here. No.
It probably wouldn't end up the same way if they did it like down in Southie.
I feel like they've done that like in New York City where they break out into song because in New York City, everybody's talented.
Yeah, yeah.
Most people want to be on Broadway.
Yeah.
So there's that. But like in Scranton, no.
No, we don't want you. Wow. No, not Scranton. Great. Okay, if the kids are reluctant to wash their hands like a lot of kids are, let's be honest. So here's what a very clever teacher did. Her name is Amanda Lorenzo. She had a demonstration in her class. So she took a bowl of water. She put ground pepper in it, right? And told one of her students that the pepper, told the students pepper represents the virus. Then she had a student dip her finger into it. Now the pepper didn't move, okay? Although some of the pepper stuck to the girl's finger. Then she had the girl dip her soapy finger, right, washed it with some soap, back into the original pepper water. And when she did, the pepper spread out to opposite sides of the dish and had no quote-unquote virus on it. So it keeps the virus away.
Interesting.
Now, pretty clever, right? So you can show your kids how. That's fun. Little soapy.
Fun with pepper.
Fun with pepper. Soapy fingers. Anyway, so it's just a good experiment for the kids. A clever teacher there. Right?
Yeah, that's good. It's hard to get kids to wash their hands. Yeah. I'm fine. I did it.
Right?
Liar.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Well, Governor Baker last night around 6 o'clock had a press conference, and one of his announcements that's going to affect a lot of people is effective tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day, the restriction of restaurants for a maximum of 25 people.
No,
right?
No. All restaurants and bars are closed.
I'm sorry, yeah. And
then you can get...
Public gatherings of 25 hours.
Yes.
But, okay.
So on-premises dining and drinking, you can't do. But you can do takeout.
Do takeout.
Also, you can't... Banning all gatherings of 25 people or more, which is interesting because that means weddings. That means parties.
That's personal,
means,
too,
yes.
Right? It's not just businesses. That's for personal gatherings.
And so... it's interesting. I think a lot of people, I think that this was sparked by a lot of things, but one of them was this weekend where everyone went to Southie to drink in bars and there were lines around the corner and the governor's was like, you know what? We cannot have nice things. Mm. Go home.
Yeah.
So he did this and I'm putting words in his mouth.
No, but
that's what I like to do.
Yeah. And the mayor jumped on that too.
Yeah.
He was out yesterday.
Did they mention that?
And
so
I think
they're going crazy in Southie.
Yeah. They're just like, whatever. I'm young. I'm not going to get it. But the fact is that you might carry it and we don't have enough testing so that when you go home to your family member who might have a heart condition or diabetes or any lung condition or anything,
right.
You're going to infect them. And I was horrified this weekend when I saw people who were posting pictures of parties where kids parties, play dates. This isn't a vacation. This is about staying in and staying away from people. It's serious.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, I talked to my friend. She's like, well, my son's out playing with his friends. I'm like, no, you're not supposed to do that.
Brian,
you kick people out.
Yeah.
My wife
it.
And I both, there was a kind of a group of kids roaming the neighborhood, 10, 12 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And my son was out shooting hoops in the driveway and they all tried to come into our yard. And I was like, nope, go back to your homes.
Yeah.
Go away. This is not
self-separation.
What you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's true.
Effective tomorrow, restaurants, dining, bars and restaurants will be closed,
yep.
right? So, but takeout is available.
Yeah, and I think that's a good way to kind of help these restaurants if you want to. Although, you know, people are a little nervous, and I say go with your gut. But if you want to get it, it's a good opportunity for you to patronize a restaurant and then tip on it. Because, you know, when you do you pick up, usually you don't tip. Sometimes people do. But an opportunity to maybe help the people at the restaurant.
Yeah. I'll tell you, restaurants were packed yesterday. I was up in New Hampshire, and you couldn't get a table if you wanted to.
That's the thing.
But that's New Hampshire, so they haven't, my knowledge.
But the thing is about viruses,
yeah.
they don't care if it's like, you know, they
no,
just
I'm saying,
but
I don't think New Hampshire has stopped it yet.
No,
I don't
because
think they've made any announcements
but they
about
should because
restaurants.
It's a good preventative measure.
Yeah, we're talking right across the border,
and
too.
And I'm sad about the restaurants.
No, I know, but
I
you're
love,
right. If the,
know,
see if
you're
they're still open.
Mm-hmm.
See if they're still open for business, and then do takeout.
Explaining to Lucy that all the restaurants are closed has been challenging.
Mm-hmm.
She'll just go through the litany. She's like, can we have Chinese food? I'm like, no, Lucy, we can't. The restaurant's closed because of the virus. Mm. What about Not Your Average Joe's? I'm like, still nothing. she goes through a whole
oh
list, and
gosh.
I'm like, we could pretend it's a restaurant
but
at our house.
You know what? You've got plenty of beefaroni. So there you
go. We
have.
Do.
You
we do. That That's important. You. I have. I'm going to open a restaurant after this called Beefaroni
yeah.
and Us.
Yeah.
I don't know if a kid who likes going to restaurants is going to be happy with beefaroni.
Well, we'll find out.
We'll find out. Maybe
let
put
me
it
know.
In a fancy dish.
Tell it was takeout. Oh, takeout. Beefaroni.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But anyway, stay home, everybody.
All right. Hollywood is taking a hit, too, right?
You know, yeah, a lot of cancellations. We have updates on that. But the curious sort of trend of Hollywood stars getting tested.
Interesting.
What's going on
Yeah,
here?
They've got access.
Yeah, and we don't.
They're more important.
I'll tell you who's getting tested and who hasn't.
All right. Well, I guess the show goes on in Hollywood. Here's LBF with Dirty Laundry, or does it?
Does it? Not really.
Not really.
I'm gonna get to the cancellations, and you're going to be disappointed because a lot of the stuff that you're looking forward to is not going to come out. But I want to give you a little bit of a bright spot. Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks, they're under quarantine in Australia because they both been tested positive for the coronavirus. Over the weekend, she went on Twitter and said, "What kind of, I'm going to make a quarantine... Quarantunes.
Oh, quarantunes.
So a list of songs, you know, a playlist for the coronavirus.
Oh, boy.
So people gave her some ideas. She's got some good ones. Don't Stand So Close to Me by The Police.
Yeah.
Don't You Forget About Me, Simple Minds. Too Much Time on My Hands by Styx.
Yeah, that's good.
Isolation, John Lennon. Hold On, Wilson Phillips, one of my favorites. Dancing With Myself, Billy Idol, Tiffany's, I Think We're Alone Now.
Oh, wow.
Carmen's All By Myself. Yeah, MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This.
Wow.
Destiny Child, Survivor.
Oh,
it's
good.
I was, yeah. I like Frank Sinatra's I've Got You Under My Skin.
Oh, that's good.
That's my purse. That's
got
the one
you
I would. Oh, boy. You love the chairman of the board,
skin.
Don't you?
Yes. Thank you for calling him that.
Yes, well, I love him. That's what he's on my playlist to walk to.
Of the board.
Stroll.
Did I ever tell you my Frank Sinatra tip story?
No.
Remind me to tell you.
Okay.
It's a great.
Is it good?
No, it's really good. I'll tell you real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
So he pulls into Vegas, right? Before a show. Valet parking, right? The guy valet parks. Frank get ready, hand him a tip, and he says, "So, what was the biggest tip you ever got?" The guy goes, "That would be $150, sir." Mm-hmm. So Frank goes, "Yeah, here's two." Gives him $200.
Yep.
"By the way, who gave you the $150? You did, sir, last year." Isn't that a great story?
Oh, my God. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Bond girl, Olga Kurylenko. I don't know.
Kurylenko.
She's beautiful. She has the coronavirus. She says so. She's been diagnosed and she's in isolation. She says she's had fever and chills. Everyone take care of themselves. Heidi Klum and her husband are practicing social distancing. There's a picture of them kissing each other but through a plate glass window because they both suspect they have coronavirus and they're being tested. No results yet. The curious thing that I'm concerned about is why all these Hollywood people are getting the test before seemingly anybody else. Universal Music Chairman and CEO Lucian Grange hospitalized after testing positive for coronavirus. He was at a big 60th birthday party on February 29th in California. People who were there, CEO Tim Cook, the Apple Senior Vice President, a lot of, like, you know, those people.
Wait a minute, I'm shocked. Shocked, I tell you. Are you saying rich people and famous people have access to corona testing and we don't?
I know. It's obviously going to happen, but it just still bothers me. Yeah. Doesn't it bother you?
No, I mean, they're better than us.
Yeah, oh, my God.
They're the beautiful people. You know.
It's really, it just is like, ugh, it just leaves you like bad taste in your mouth because they stuck that thing down there.
Not good.
The coronavirus testing is very invasive.
It goes up your nose.
It goes up a lot of places.
Yeah.
There was a guy on a cruise ship who was talking about it on CNN, and it was hilarious. I think his name was Goldstein, and he was talking about the invasive procedure that they've been doing.
You don't want to get it just because of that.
Yeah.
No thanks.
American Idol auditions have come to a close last night. I think they filmed most of it, but now the live stuff I think is going to be, they have to do something about it. Like, they can't have these people do this show. Yeah. Everyone's canceling. Mm-hmm. Kelly Clarkson temporarily stops production on her talk show and postpones her Vegas residency. Let's see. Celine Dion canceled a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
How about Bachelorette?
Bachelorette canceled.
Why? Good grief.
It would have been office.
It would have been like an incubator of coronavirus.
Well, that's what they get for picking a Bachelorette that's in the danger category.
Yes, right, exactly. I know, right?
She's what,
23, you would have been fine.
Yeah, yeah.
The Jonas Brothers have axed their Vegas residency due to coronavirus.
Oh, God, no.
All right, some bright spot, just one little bright spot. First of all, I read this wrong this morning. This is what I read. Patrick Stewart has revealed he was married. He married his best friend and X-Men co-star Ian McKellen. I'm like, Patrick Stewart married Ian McKellen?
I know. She was all excited. Like, Patrick Stewart married Ian McKellen. Read that again.
Patrick Stewart has revealed that he was married by his best friend. He married Sunny Ozell. Patrick Stewart's 79 years old.
Yeah.
She's 41.
Wow, 79-41. Hey, she's not half his age. She's slightly older.
Slightly older than half
that.
His age. Right. What a gentleman.
Yeah. Right?
LBF was really hoping it was just two old guys getting married.
Yeah, I really was. I'm like, look at these two old guys getting married. It's a love story for the ages. And then I found out he married some 41-year-old.
Yeah, there you go.
And then my dreams were dashed.
You know, still.
I'm still rooting for Ian and Patrick.
Ian and Patrick are not getting married today.
Maybe. No. You never know.
All right.
Love that dare not speak its name.
You just did.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 7:14. Well, listen, the number one item that people are talking about is, well, not item, but, you know, this aspect of coronavirus is just trying to get supplies, right? Grocery store shopping.
Well, you want to avoid going out at all, you know, so you want to stock up.
So frustrating. This weekend, I couldn't find a roll of toilet paper, and my two 20-year-old daughters are coming home.
You're going to have them bring something. Their own then.
I've
they
thought
should.
About that, yeah. You know.
It doesn't weigh much. Put it in your
carry-on.
Yeah, exactly.
Here it is. All right, so we've sent our roving reporter, Mitch, to our local supermarket here in Dorchester. Mitch, you there?
I'm here. What's up, Bob?
All right, so you're at a local grocery store. Now, LBF and Brian and I gave you a list of things that we're looking for. First of all, how's it look in the grocery store?
It's looking pretty good right now. Everything's kind of stocked up except for the stuff that LBF wants. Those are all kind of they're in big demand right now, but we got all the workers out here. It looks like all the managers are out here stocking the shelves and stuff, so it's looking pretty good.
Are a lot of people in the store?
Oh, yeah.
It opened. There's already people shopping.
Oh, yeah. Big time produce area.
Really?
I'm in the cat food area, and that's the only place where there's no people. But the cat food is all.
That's good to know.
Yeah, cats are on their own.
Yeah.
All right. We sent you out with a list. So let's start. How did you do with toilet paper?
So there was three toilet papers left on the shelf, and I got a couple eyes when I went for the third one. I did end up getting all three toilet papers there, but it is the generic brand. I got some good paper towels. I got the real stuff. They got some paper towels over there.
Wait, let's go back to the toilet paper.
I think you should put one back. Yeah. I think you should put one back.
One of the toilet papers
back?
Yeah,
please do.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to cause any more.
No, just put it back.
Don't take the last one. Two-ply?
Yeah, we got the two-ply. They do have two-ply here.
It's generic, though, right?
It is generic, yeah.
All right, well, these tough times call for tough measures.
Jeez.
That's right. We got the small carton of eggs. There's no hierarchy of the beefaroni. There's no beefaroni here at all.
There's no beefaroni.
Oh, no.
Nope.
How do the canned aisles look besides no
it's
beefaroni?
Bare. But it's bare. Got a lot of Campbell's over there. Mm-hmm. Like cream of mushroom and stuff.
Oh, cream of mushroom.
Bob, do you need any anchovies or sardines?
Oh, yeah, we got plenty of anchovies.
I'm telling you, man.
That's so gross. So the egg cartons are only like the six-pack?
Yeah, we got the small little six-packs.
So the big ones are gone?
How about bread?
We have the big ones in the cut. Oh, they actually have a good assortment of bread. We got all the breads here.
Okay, good. That's good.
Definitely the eggs and the toilet paper is the big issue over here in Dorchester.
What about milk?
Milk, we got enough milk there. It's definitely empty. But we got name brand, we got generic, we got it all.
Now, my wife was going to try to make some Irish soda bread. Did you find flour?
Oh, I haven't been over there yet.
All right, go check out the flour. It's baked goods, right? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to need some milk.
Are you serious?
I do need some milk.
Oh, my God. What kind?
Right. I need 1%.
We gave Mitch some money and a grocery list. So what else was on the list?
Flour.
We got hand sanitizer, which I don't know. That's going to be a big no.
Yeah.
And then we have paper towels, which I got, toilet paper, the eggs, milk and bread, and beefaroni, which there's no beefaroni.
And there's a liquor store attached. It's not open right now, but just take a peek. Yeah, just take a little look-see and see what's running low.
There, but it's all boarded up, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. So no liquor today either.
Yeah.
That opens at 9. Don't worry. Okay. We'll send you back.
But
Mitch, overall... So this is Monday morning, right, 7:20 here, and you're saying that the grocery store, other than the paper and sanitizer products, is pretty well stocked?
It's packed. I mean, I used to be in the business a while ago, and I see all the managers out here trying to bring out whatever they can, so they're doing pretty well. They definitely got the best guys on the job for it. Yeah, there's a lot of people here just trying to get all stocked up, ready to go for St. Patrick's Day.
I know on our little town page in West Bridgewater, people have been posting that, hey, if you're elderly or you're not feeling well, like, I can pick stuff up for you, which is nice for people to do. And I know, like, when we're not supposed to gather, like, 25 people or more, I get a little worried at the grocery store when there's, like, so many people there.
There's more than 25, for sure.
Yeah.
Water's an issue here.
Look at that.
Water. I don't have water.
You know what? In desperate times call for desperate measures. You might have to turn on your faucet.
Oh!
I know.
Mitch, check, before you come back, check and see if they have an Entenmann's Raspberry Danish Twist.
Oh, my God.
Now it's an emergency.
All right, now.
They got flour here, too. I'll be up.
Oh, good. All right.
All right, get 2 bags of flour.
Yep.
Need that. What else goes in Irish soda bread?
I don't know. Yeah. Raisins?
Mitch, get some raisins, too.
We are like, we're like when I call my mom and I say that I'm at Shaw's, she's like, oh.
All right, Mitch, hang on a second, buddy, all right? Good job. That's our roving grocery store correspondent, Mitch.
Yeah.
We should send him out
Mitch
somewhere
on the
tomorrow.
Street. I love it.
Where do we send him tomorrow?
I don't know. Someplace good.
Some takeout place.
Yes, a takeout place.
Corned beef. Yes. Some place with corned beef and bagpipes. Yeah. All right. 105.7 WROR. It's 80 some more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF. Brian, it's 7:28. And sunny to start. Cold, too. 37 for the high today. Down to 32 tonight. Tomorrow, rain and snow showers in the morning. Changing to all rain. High near 50 tomorrow. It's 26 now in Boston, so that's not going to get a whole lot warmer.
No.
Well, we sent our producer Mitch over to a local grocery store.
Yes.
And it opens at 7. You said there's already lines for checkout.
Yeah, into the aisles.
Mm-hmm.
It's 7:30.
There you go.
Wow.
Crazy. So Governor Baker made an announcement last night, some big stuff, in case you missed it.
Yeah, new restrictions. Tomorrow. All restaurants and bars will not be open to the public. You can order takeout.
Mm-hmm.
You can order takeout beer, but you can order takeout, but there's no on-premises dining or drinking.
Right.
And that's going to last Well, at least till April 6th, because he also ordered all public schools in the state to close through April 6th. And he's banning gatherings of 25 people or more. So that means, like, you know, obviously there are a lot more than 25 people at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking,
gatherings,
you know, like that's concerts, right. Weddings.
Yeah, grocery stores and pharmacies were exempt.
Yeah. Yeah,
they have to be. So you guys have kids in school, so you're going to be doing some homeschooling.
Yeah, this is not what I signed up for.
Nope.
Nope. I'm a terrible teacher. So, but they've given us some, like, Brian and I have a little, like, schedule.
Yeah, well, I knew when my kids came home Friday and their backpacks were stuffed with extra materials, and then Friday in my town, West Bridgewater, called it for 2 weeks, now 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So my wife, who is working from home, is now going to start the day.
Good morning.
Teaching as well. Yeah, they shared.
What time does school start?
You know, it's going to start, wake up before 9, a nice morning walk. We're going to walk the dog.
This is the itinerary the school sent you guys?
It's on Facebook and things like that.
Yeah.
There have been a bunch of ideas.
General guidelines.
Yeah, this is kind of a little
schedule because we weren't going to start the week. This isn't school vacation.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the big thing. It's not school vacation. We're not going on play dates. We're not hanging out with people.
So who's the principal in your house? You
or
Kate?
Oh, it's definitely my wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the assistant principal.
LBF, are you the principal or the assistant principal in the house?
We're understaffed.
Yeah. Right, we spent the weekend setting up the classroom.
Yeah. Understaffed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hardcore.
My daughter, Lila, has her space. Her desk is cleared off and the schedule is posted. And then Sam has his desk in his room because we cannot have them sitting next to each other.
Wow.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah.
So they have separate classrooms.
Well, they're in different grades.
That's good.
As well.
That's
so
good.
Yep. Kindergarten class is downstairs. The fourth grade is upstairs.
Yeah.
Going to have a little academic time, 10 to 11. And the school has, we've got apps and classwork through, you know, the little Google Classroom and different things. So the kids actually have work to do.
It's
and my wife has already gotten
here.
Stuff for them to do.
It's pretty impressive.
This creative time, that, you know, just like drawing, doing some crafts, Legos, that kind of stuff.
I'm taking my tips from School of Rock.
Yeah, okay.
Bad teacher.
No, you're not. Good. No,
good.
No,
you're the lunch lady. Just be the lunch lady.
I'm not. I am.
Get a hairnet.
I'm going to teach Lucy how to smoke in the ladies' room. That's what I'm going to do. I'll be like, listen, this is how you do this.
I don't want to set off the smoke detectors.
Yeah, we have a whole different regimen.
Dave is the principal. Okay.
She's gonna learn
I should be getting home in time for lunch, quiet time.
Nice. Good
and
luck
then
with that.
Quiet time.
Academic time in the afternoon, 2:30
to 4. Don't take advantage
4.
Of quiet time, LBF. You
quiet
can't
time.
Say, now, Lucy, 12 to 5 is quiet time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then 5 o'clock is happy hour.
She's going to get her dissertation in movie watching.
Yeah.
Like, be like, all right, tell me all the characters in First Wives Club.
Oh,
go.
No. That's only Fridays. Friday's
reading.
Movie day.
Really?
Yeah.
Every day is movie day in my house.
Is Dave working from the house?
No, not today.
Oh, okay. You are.
Yep.
You're the teacher,
I'm the
lunch lady,
the
janitor.
Things.
Good.
Boy, and your go-to was now we're going to take restaurant class.
Yeah, that's really
so, Brian, where'd you guys get that for folks listening who might
I'm
be
sure
in the
I
same
can post
situation?
It on our page, but I'm sure a lot of
schools
districts
have given it out.
Have posted it, and it's a little daily schedule.
That's good. When's recess?
It is. Well, you know, there is outdoor time.
That's good.
Afternoon fresh air.
Nope.
Get them up.
No.
I want to see your schedule, LBF.
It's going to be super fun.
Could you make a schedule?
Yeah, I'll make my own schedule.
I'd love to see that. All righty. What's going on in dirty laundry?
Oh, Taylor Swift's yelling at the millennials, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because it's fun? Yeah.
I'm going to your school.
I know. My school's going to be the best.
It is the best.
We're all going to be in detention.
I can't wait
my
for
school.
You know, bar class.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Going to be good. Mixology.
Get her tips license.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, it's 7:44. Don't forget, you can always tell your smart speaker like Alexa to, Alexa, turn on WROR. And there we are, just like that, all over the house.
Come hang with us.
Yes, especially if you're working from home. Okay, right. Dirty laundry.
Okay, so Taylor Swift has something to say to you, okay? She has something to say to you.
Taylor Swift
does?
Yes. Oh, I can't wait.
I'm going to tell you in 1 minute. Also, celebrities are trying to help out, especially on social media. And Quarren Stream. Quarren Stream is very interesting to me. Quarren Rita Wilson Stream. And Tom Hanks are quarantined in Australia, and she's a musician. Mm-hmm. So she's like, hey, I'm going to put together like a good quarantine stream list.
Everyone's
songs
trying
that are
really
like about being alone and whatnot. And she came up with quite a good one. And here's a little sampling of each. You want to hear it?
I'd love to hear your playlist. Here we go.
You can't touch this.
Oh, okay.
Good one.
Good advice.
Mm-hmm. You can't touch this.
Okay.
Yep.
Please.
I get it. Yeah, we won't.
No.
She won't let us.
Is it any wonder I got to that's good.
Oh, that sticks, right?
Yeah.
Look at me knowing stuff.
Nice. Bruno.
Bruno.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a little upbeat.
Where's Gilbert O'Sullivan?
It's on there, I think.
It?
No, All By Myself is by Eric Carmen.
Close.
But no
Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Yeah, what did he sing?
Alone Again.
Naturally. That's the most depressing song in the history of songs.
That's why. Seasons in the Sun is worse.
Oh, you are right, sir.
Terry Jacks.
We had fun. We had Seasons in the Sun.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye, Papa. It's time to die.
All right,
go ahead. I'm back. So Taylor Swift is yelling at millennials and Gen Yers.
Oh, boy.
Saying, listen, I follow you guys. You're going outside. This is ridiculous. You have to stay safe. You have to make sacrifices. You're, basically your yoga class.
Taylor Swift.
When Taylor Swift admonishes you.
Wow.
You got to listen.
Did she say you guys?
I think she did say
you guys.
It was on her Insta stories.
Yeah. You guys.
That's you guys. I like that. It gets everyone's attention. Hey, you guys. Listen up.
Yeah.
Look it. Brian's looking. celebs on Twitter trying to help. All right. So Arnold Schwarzenegger went on Twitter to tell people that, especially people 65 and older, because he is, to stay indoors. The funny thing is he did it in a unique way, and this guy said on Twitter, Arnold Schwarzenegger doing a PSA about staying at home with a pony named Whiskey and a donkey named Lulu, and that is the least weird thing that's happened in the last week. We live in strange blanking times. Yes, he was at his kitchen table, and there's a donkey named Lulu and a pony named Whiskey, and he's feeding them, telling everybody to stay indoors. It's just,
Pony and a donkey?
Yeah, he's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my God. In the kitchen?
In the kitchen.
Where do you keep yours?
I know, really. Barns are for losers.
Wow.
And finally, Josh Gad is trying to help everyone out because he is reading stories on Twitter to kids. So he's reading like The Giving Tree, which is a really depressing movie. A book by Shel Silverstein and other Olivia books. You know those Olivia books about the pig.
It's the parents are
So you just
they're tired of hearing your voice.
Exactly. Funny thing is, I signed up for because it was free this week. Because a lot of apps, by the way, are helping out parents because they're like learning things. It's called Storyline Online, and it's a SAG, like the Actors Guild put together, and actors read books, like, you know, children's books, like Harry the Dirty Dog is Betty White, which is kind of fun. Let's see. I Need My Monster by Rita. Oh, who's that?
So you can just park the kid down in front of the iPad and let Betty White do the work for
you. Allison Janney does one. Yeah, tons.
That's good.
And so you don't have to do any work.
There you go. All right, class. It's reading time.
Yep.
From noon till... Yeah, bye.
Mommy's going to go read her book.
Mommy's nap time, yes. Okay. Put your heads down.
It's going to be tough for parents, and I'll try to put together some stuff for the ones who really don't like teaching.
This is Falcone's class. Okay. The show goes on.
I should be in one of those rubber rooms.
You're like when the substitute comes in.
I am the substitute. I'm like, who wants to watch a movie?
Heads on your desk, please.
No drooling. All right. The show goes on. The 80s song of the day continues. Hey, guys. Between 8 and 9, we're going to play The Outfield, Your Love. We know the song.
Yep.
It's worth $500 to caller 15 before 9 o'clock, so be listening for that. All you want to do is call 888-410-1057 for your shot at $500. Remember, it's The Outfield and Your Love. You know how that goes, right, Elvia?
Yep, I do.
Okay, good.
But I'm not singing.
Josie something.
Yeah.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 804. You know, everything coronavirus related that you're looking for is at WROR.com. So you can check that out for all the latest information. Governor Baker's, you know, his address is on there from yesterday.
Yes.
You missed that.
All the closings and the, you know, numbers and also what to binge watch.
True. It's all at WROR.com.
WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Oh, yeah. The show goes on with Super Smart. Everybody, you need a diversion from all the corona stuff, right?
So yes, please.
It's always good. Take a break. Let's say good morning to Luke, who's on the phone. Luke Ciccarelli from Milford. Hey, Luke, good morning.
How you doing, Bob?
Hey, not as good as you. It's your birthday, huh, Luke?
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We'll sing happy birthday and not even wash our hands while we do it.
You do masonry restoration.
Yes, I do.
How's business?
Day off today, though. Not bad. Well, you know, the weather's turning, so picking up here.
All right. From Milford, Mass. Okay.
Cool.
Super Smart, brought to you by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. Go to windownation.com. Luke, you know how to play Super Smart, right?
Yes, I do.
All right. Here's how we're going to do it. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions. Get them all right. We'll give you $1,000. Okay, if you're not sure about one, just be quick. Say pass, and we'll see if we can get back to it if we have time. You ready to go?
Yes, I am.
All right, Luke.
What is 20 plus 20?
40.
What animal produces most of the world's wool?
Sheep. Llamas.
What position did Babe Ruth play when he first joined the Red Sox in 1914?
Pitcher.
Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Green Mountain State?
Vermont.
From which movie did the phrase, you can't handle the truth, originate from?
Oh, Jerry Maguire.
Who wrote Little House on the Prairie?
Pass.
Who is the Vice President of the United States?
Mike Pence.
Who hosts The Bachelor?
Oh, gosh, pass.
Athens is the capital of which country?
Greece.
What material are fingernails made of?
Oh, gosh, pass. Pass.
Who wrote Little House on the Prairie?
Pass.
Who hosts The Bachelor?
Pass.
Oh.
All right. You know, you had number two right, then you walked away from it.
White sheep.
It was sheep. It was sheep. But hey, who's counting sheep, right?
Oh, God. Sorry about that.
All right.
What's okay. Worse than losing $1,000? Bob's
dad jokes. All right, LBF. How many did you get right?
Five.
Okay. Five. From which movie did the phrase, you can't handle the truth, originate from? That's A Few Good Men.
Oh, my God.
You knew
God.
That. Yeah. Oh, man.
Laura Ingalls Wilder wrote Little House on the Prairie.
Glad you didn't know that.
Okay. Hey, huh? It's a very good series of books.
The 70s
for children.
Call. They want Laura back.
Oh, my God. Okay. Who hosts The Bachelor? Chris Harrison. And fingernails are made out of keratin.
Look at that.
But you know what?
Well, hey, I'll take it.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You
well
got five
done.
Right. Come on, Luke. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
It's not a total embarrassment.
No,
it wasn't. It was actually a really good job.
All right, Luke.
Yeah, thank you.
Luke, what are you going to do for your birthday today? It's a Monday, and unfortunately,
four kids stuck at home, so I don't know what we're going to do here.
You have four children at home?
Well, check this out.
Yes, I do.
Oh, man. Are you going to school from home?
You know, if I'm forced to, yeah. But
yeah.
I like the way you think.
Luke, why don't you be the shop class teacher, okay?
Yeah.
Your shop class.
Exactly. Take them to work with you. Today, kids, we're going to point this chimney.
Field trip.
Luke, not a bad idea.
Listen, this is going to be good. We got a $100 gift card to Not Your Average Joe's for you. You can feed the family on that with some takeout.
All right.
Brian, they're doing takeout, right?
Yeah, takeout. Their whole menu is available on takeout.
Not Your Average Joe's, okay?
Cool.
All right, great. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Luke, for playing. Good luck with the fam. Stay safe. Don't go anywhere. We'll make sure we get you that gift certificate to Not Your Average Joe's.
A big favorite of Lucy Falcone's.
You know what we ought to do today?
What's
that? Speaking of class at home, why don't you have your students go to WROR.com and they can take the quiz?
Wow, you really just made up for that dad joke. That's
that
a great
good,
idea.
Right? Yeah.
perfect. You go to WROR.com. It's multiple choice. Have the kids just go online and play that and call it a day. Pour yourself a drink.
Oh, boy. Okay, Mrs. Falcone. Mrs. Falcone. Wake up. It's time for recess. Is it already?
It's always time for recess.
No, it's nap time for Mrs. Falcone. All right, yeah, the test is at WROR.com. Play there. Have fun.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool. Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Okay, LBF, what do you have?
Quarantinis.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So it's mixology class with Mrs. Falcone. Yes, it is. All right, Brian.
Some good news out of Italy. Some, kind of inspiring stuff on social media from over the weekend you might have missed.
Do you guys remember from the old radio days, Paul Harvey?
Oh, yeah. And that's the way it is.
No.
Like that. What?
That's... the rest
of the story.
That's it. Well, I wish Paul Harvey was around because we have the rest
of the story
coming up on that guy and his brother who had 17,000 cans of and bottles of sanitizer. The rest.
Oh my God.
Of the story.
Paul Harvey. There's a street named
Remember
after
him
in Chicago.
Yeah, he's from Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, otherwise, why would they name
can't
it?
Can't stand him.
He's dead.
I know. Couldn't stand him.
He can't stand Paul?
Couldn't stand him. Isn't that
Harvey?
Funny?
Yeah. He was Americana.
Yeah, Dave.
Well, tell
stand
Dave
him.
To turn the radio on because we got the rest of the story coming up.
Okay. So, quarantinis.
Yeah.
Heard of them? On Twitter, a woman shared an image of her quarantine-inspired drink, a quarantini, mixing gin and emergency, which is vitamin C. Which is all fine and good and cute. You know, it's like an adorable thing. But the emergency quarantini.
Yeah. This isn't real, is it? People are not suggesting.
Well, she's showing it. But emergency put a damper on all the fun by saying we do not recommend taking any of our products with alcohol.
No.
Aviation gin.
It looks awful, even to as a joke.
Well, I know.
Emergency and vodka.
Yeah, and aviation gin said that we do not recommend having a quarantine or any alcohol if you're feeling under the weather. Mm. Just take the vitamin C.
Yeah, take.
All right, I think everybody knows that you shouldn't do that, but it was just a fun little thing.
Do you shake
thing.
It or is it stirred?
Stirred.
Stirred, okay.
Well,
huh?
You shake things with juice in it, and you stir things with just alcohol.
Okay, I'd shake it.
Yeah, you'd probably shake
and
it.
And not drink it.
Oh, maybe.
There we go. I got some.
You got
airborne.
Some emergency?
You got
airborne.
The rest.
Okay. Airborne.
All right.
Anyway, don't do that. Just drink
don't
lots of water, everybody. I'm saying it.
Is it okay to drink out of the faucet, too? I mean, people going crazy for bottled water.
I know.
The faucet's okay.
I know.
Right?
Well, I think.
No, it's good. You're not in Flint. Unless you're in Flint.
Oh, my God. That's okay. So bad.
All right.
Well, some good news. Just, you know, kind of inspiring things. Because everyone is quarantined in Italy with everything going on there. And over the weekend, some clips were emerging on Twitter of neighborhoods, you know, breaking into song.
Oh.
Check this out.
That's beautiful. More for you,
they got the whole thing. The whole band. They got the whole band together.
Well, it's so funny because it's not like there was a one band. It was like this guy with an accordion, and then some woman across the way brings out the tambourine, and then somebody downstairs has the drum.
Yeah. No, it was awesome. But they're in shutdown. Like, they are not allowed to leave their apartments.
You need a note to leave your house, to even take a walk.
Yeah.
So
it's just it's kind of nice to see.
That was nice.
That was something nice. And now
more music, less riding.
Yep.
Well, the rest.
Okay. So we've all seen these brothers, Matt Colvin and his brother from Noah, right from Tennessee, purchased 17,700 bottles of hand sanitizer, and they started selling them at extremely high prices, anywhere from $8 to $70. Former Air Force tech sergeant. Started selling them, and then there was so much backlash, on Amazon and on Twitter, right? You saw all that. People were just, celebrities were posting about these two guys.
Oh, yeah, people.
If you
want
to see what a piece of blank looks like.
Yep.
But now, the rest of the story.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Seems, now you know. No, Noah and his brother donated all of the items just before the Tennessee Attorney General's office came to shut them down because of hoarding and price gouging. So they ended up donating all 17,000 items to variable causes and places. The AG's office actually was on the scene, quote unquote, facilitating with the
donations. You know, I hope
now you know the rest of the story.
Oh God, you know, these guys have been doing this for years.
These two guys?
Yeah, they've been doing this for years and basically buying up stuff and then selling it up for profit on eBay, depending on. They'll look for trends.
Whatever was in demand,
yes.
Right?
He said he made six figures doing it.
Jeez. But, I mean, he had to buy 17,000. So they went out, filled his garage, then went on eBay, and unfortunately eBay and Amazon shut it down.
Terrible people. It was the worst story. I mean, besides, like, you know, people getting sick.
You can't buy it. We just sent Mitch over to our local grocery store. There's no hand sanitizer.
Don't freak out, though. Soap and water works. Yeah, you're just going to find yourself a... Don't touch your face until you can get there.
Hot water. Hot water soap works just as well. All right, we haven't played the 80s song of the day yet. We're going to play it before 9 o'clock. It's Outfield, Your Love. Before 9, somebody's going to win $500. Right?
Wow.
All you got to do is be caller 15 at this number when you hear the Outfield.
888-410-1057.
1057 WROR. 80s and more with Michael. Beat it. Man, timing is just terrible with coronavirus for a lot of reasons, but right around St. Patrick's Day, and we just know now that the governor has closed restaurants down, so that takes effect immediately, right?
Yeah, a lot of them a lot of restaurants closed before the governor said too, but he is, you know, this is a rule now. You can not go to restaurants to eat in them. You cannot go to bars to drink in them. You can take, there's takeout, DoorDash, things like that. Restaurants, some restaurants will remain open to do that sort of thing, but definitely check because some are just shuttered. Sullivan's in South Boston, they closed this weekend before the governor said
anything.
And
that's kind of takeout mostly, but you can eat out, but...
Yeah, but the lines, like, it's just the line. The thing is, they just don't want people to gather.
So how about, you know, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. That's what I'm saying about timing. It's just, that is such a major day for bars and restaurants to, you know, do well.
But a lot of
them will still be doing takeout.
Yeah, it's a financial
Irish dinner.
Hit. That's true.
You got to have your corned beef, right?
Because you know all those places that normally serve it have. They're stocked.
They've got to have.
Like, this is the one time they stock up on that stuff.
Yeah. So, like you said, just call ahead where maybe you were thinking about going for dinner out and just see if you can do takeout. I've got to have corned beef cabbage tomorrow.
Yeah, it's very
it's
good.
It's not St. Patrick's Day without it.
The one time here, I'm like, oh, I really want that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, you just have to definitely check. But, you know, that's the one way you can help these businesses.
Well, the governor had to do it because we were out and about, and I was in New Hampshire a lot this weekend. Mm-hmm. Every restaurant had a line, packed. Even if you wanted to, you couldn't get in. So
I don't get it.
People still congregating. That's why he just had to make the drastic measure.
I mean, you looked at South Boston this weekend and the lines to go to the bars, and the governor was probably like, you know what? We can't have nice things if you don't behave.
That's right. Why
don't you go to your room
and
everyone needs to shut down and stay there.
It's all on timeout.
There you go.
Because, again, I think, and I want to stress this, this isn't a situation where it's like school vacation for 3 weeks. This is about social distancing, and this is about staying away from people, not just people who could get sick, but people who are healthy, who could get the virus and transfer it to somebody who would get very, very sick.
Yeah.
So no play dates.
But you can take out.
No,
you know,
parties. Just take out and homeschool.
I know.
And I feel bad. I want people to call us on like day 4 of homeschool.
We'll see how that goes.
Already somebody tweeted, all right, I've taught my kid for 3 hours and I believe that teachers should make $1 million a year.
See how that goes. All right, pay attention, class.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
We have a winner.
ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Diane.
Hi, Diane. Got good news for you.
You won $500.
Oh, that's terrific.
You are caller 15 with the song of the day. Congrats.
Oh, I am so happy.
500 large. What are you going to do with it?
I don't know, but I'll think of something.
Yeah, I hope so. You can do restaurant takeout.
Yes, you can. Hand sanitizer, absolutely. Toilet paper.
Buy all the essentials.
Paper towels.
How you stock? You have plenty of toilet paper?
Actually, I do.
How many rolls do you have?
I don't know. Couple.
Oh. Enough. She's
hopefully
mine.
Enough.
Better take some of that money.
Are you at work today, or are you working from home?
No, I'm actually retired.
Oh, okay.
Look,
well, great.
You. That's it. Well, you.
A little extra cheese for your retirement right here. $500 to go.
Absolutely.
Have fun.
Diane, tell everybody the number one station to listen to in Boston.
That would be 105.7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good. That's what it is, 105.7.
Yeah. I like it.
Thanks, Diane. Yeah, hang on. Be a nice bumper sticker. So there you go. That's our winner for today. We'll do it again tomorrow, the 80s song of the day, worth $500 again tomorrow. Well, starting today, it is the pet bracket we've been talking about, the top pet.
Yeah.
So the past 10 days, folks have gone to WROR.com, submitted their picture of their cutest pet or their cutest picture of their pet, and now voting begins right now. Somebody is going
to
win a trip to Barbados, 8 days, 7 nights, airfare from JetBlue.
Take it within the year, right?
Yeah, they got a year to take it.
Yes,
absolutely. So go to WROR.com. You can start voting on the favorite pet. Somebody's going to win. Now, I'm just saying, if you submitted your cute pet and it's in the bracket, you need to tell all your friends to vote for the pet, because you can only vote once.
I can't wait to see the cute pets.
You're moving along. So we're going to start just like the basketball brackets at 64. Then we'll do 32, right? And just going to pare it down until we get final four and then the final two.
Yeah. You know, even if you're going through this and you just see a pet that's very cute, this is a great reason to flood social media with cute pictures of pets instead of stuff that's going on.
Right?
You know?
You need a break from
There's some good ones. I've already started my
voting.
Did
you start voting? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some good ones.
Yeah, did you vote for the parrot or the cat? No, don't tell me.
Oh, yeah, no.
There's even parrots up there.
It'd be a tough matchup.
It is. Even the dog with the pretzel outfit on.
Yep, the dog with the pretzel.
He's cute.
Yep.
All right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.